Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Keyshana wanted to pay homage to her son.
I lost my son to cancer when he was just 14 years old, and I came to United Healthcare to make a difference.
She instantly made an impact on others.
Anything that I could do to honor him, I understood I was once that person on the other side.
Through her work, she's been able to turn her pain into purpose.
I do it for my boy. He gave me so much.
Hear more stories like Keyshana's at UHC.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
F!
You know who I blame?
Me.
Update Kid.
Do you? Always looking for some news to break.
That sucks. That's there's no sugarcoating that. That's a major blow.
Sam Laporta had a procedure on his back and is likely to miss the rest of the year. What's the quote is that they said his chances of returning this season are slim.
Yep. That sucks.
That really sucks.
We did this last year with Hutch. Remember Hutch? They get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not going to cross that. This is a back injury. Back injuries are so tough to come. I mean, to come back from in a timely fashion. This is one where I'm just writing off and have them for next year. But in the meantime, without Sam Laporta, what does this mean? It means more Brock Wright in the receiving game, or does this open up an opportunity? What I was trying to see last week was more Isaac Tesla and utilizing his size and speed and the jumping ability, the whole bit, his athleticism. Can he run some of those routes that Sam Laporta was in on?
Like when Laporta split out wide?
Yeah.
Yeah. John Morton spoke yesterday and said every week they, give Tesla a little more. And last week he didn't get thrown the ball just because of where he is in the progressions. You know, he's not going to be a number one target very often. But do you remember the name of the tight end I brought up last week? Oh, you weren't in. That's right. On the current roster, do you know who the other tight end is?
Yeah, it's like Dooley or something, or Dwelly.
Ross Dwelly.
Yeah.
Yep. And they've also been working with, who is the wide receiver? Dominic Lovett? Was he the one that they've been giving tight end reps to? I mean, now we're at a point now where you're starting, all right, who's going to be working out on Tuesday? You know, because this hurts.
You got to imagine they're going to bring somebody in. I mean, the Broncos brought in Mercedes Lewis a couple weeks ago. He's like 41 years old.
Didn't the Lions get Zach Ertz in a similar situation?
Yeah, it was 2 years boy. Ago. Yeah, I remember.
He did like nothing for the Lions, and then
he's actually still playing.
He's playing well. Is he with Washington?
Yeah, yeah. But I agree with you, Gator. I think this is a Tesla moment. And I'm not saying Tesla plays tight end, but I'm saying I like Khalif Raymond, but I think you start giving some of his reps to Tesla and seeing what he can do, because if they want to get some more, more flow going, as they were saying, just back to the offense they had. I think Tesla, he's shown a lot. I know it was preseason and practice, but time to give him some more reps and get him some shine here. Maybe he can help you with that loss, man.
You know, if there was a really good tight end out there that it wasn't on a roster, he'd probably be signed by now. Is there a practice squad guy that you can go pilfer? I mean, you really have to start looking for alternatives, because this sucks.
Yeah, and they have two guys on a practice squad. Firkser, who they brought back just recently, Anthony Firkser, and Zach Horton is the other one. Horton is 6'4", 252. Firkser is 6'2", 241. Is this a situation where you bring in Malcolm Rodriguez to be a little bit of an H-back. We've seen that in the past. Or is it just easy button to press? Is it just Brock Wright? You know? But well, I do think if you're going to, because they would move, Laporta was lined up everywhere. Yep. So if he's lined up not as the traditional tight end spot, why not have that?
Well, I'll tell you what, if Laporta's, here's why. I think I'd probably rather line up Jahmyr Gibbs in the slot and put David Montgomery on the backfield and have them both on the field at the same time. If it's a set where Sam Laporta, whatever that package was called, the NASCAR package or the boat race package where you had Laporta split out in a slot as a slot receiver, put Gibbs there and put Montgomery in the backfield and have both those weapons on the field at the same time.
Well, I would say this. There are plenty of options of what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously none is as good as having Sam Laporta because of his versatility, being able to block and run routes and catch the football. But Dan Skipper is going to be a part of that. If you want another big man on the line, if you want to go two tight ends, it's, you know, Brock Wright and Dan Skipper in there. So I'm curious to see how they will react to this. But my gut reaction tells me that this is an opportunity for Isaac Tesla to get more reps on the field and start making an impact, because no longer being the fourth or fifth option in a play, but maybe you're the second option in a play now because that's the route that you go to Laporta.
I like Tesla too, because the reason Sam Laporta was so good, like you just mentioned, he can do so many things. When he's on the field, you don't know if they're going to run or pass because he can do both so well. With Tesla, he's one of the best, I guess, blocking receivers they have.
Yeah, they
so
love
they
that.
Can still run with Tesla in the game. It's not going to be a giveaway if they're, you know, if it's a pass or run. And now you can throw to him, or maybe you have to throw to him. So I do like that as an option. But if you're going to run like another tight end package, it's got to be Brock Wright out there, of course. And he's been doing it longer. He's not as mobile and as good of a pass catcher as Laporta, but he can definitely block. I knew the Zylstra injury would hurt us, guys. I knew it.
Well, I mean, look, any position where you have a injuries start to mount up, you just, I'm trying to avoid the woe is us things because the more you look around the league, it's just a stark realization that every team gets devastated by injuries.
Yep.
It's just who's going to overcome it the best. This is now the latest. I mean, we shouldn't be dismissive at all that, you know, Philly just lost their left tackle for a while, or the right tackle for a while. And now the
Lane
Lions,
Johnson.
Yeah, now the Lions are going to have to likely deal life without Sam Laporta for the rest of the year. If you're just joining us, breaking news at this hour that Sam Laporta back surgery or procedure on his back. As I would have said, the exact wording was a procedure on his back, and he is likely done for the rest of the year. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Hey, man, it's, you know, it's funny because John Morton also spoke yesterday that one of the most enjoyable parts for him of coaching is the problem solving. Is when you have a matchup issue or personnel issue, he likes the problem solving. Okay, how are we going to make this work? So it's not like losing Sam Laporta for the year means that they're done. It just doesn't help. Whatever chance you thought they have, you didn't think they had a great chance. You don't feel any better about this news. And even if you thought they had a great chance, so, too bad.
I didn't see this one coming. I thought this was Laporta just dealing with injury. He'll be back. He's banged up. No big deal. Didn't know he was going to need a procedure. And that's unfortunate. Yep. Really unfortunate.
Yeah, and I think it's going to come with in-house because looking around the league, like you mentioned, all the injuries, Doug, specifically tight end, though. I mean, Darren Waller, Tyler Higbee, these guys are on IR. The tight end from the Jacksonville Jaguars, he was actually leading the team in targets, I think. He's out for the year. That's the tight end depth pool out there is slim.
I found a list. I don't know how current it is. I'm kind of looking at some of these tight ends that were on the market. I don't know how many of them still are. Hayden Hurst was out there. Peyton Hendershot was out there. Jordan Akins
was out
there.
Hendershot from Indiana?
Yeah, he is.
I liked him out of Indiana.
Yeah, I did too. Then I'm trying not to let that. He was a good. He was a good college tight end, right?
Exactly.
But I'm going to guess that there'll be somebody claimed off a practice squad, and yet there's the. This is a weapon, a lost weapon, and you know what? it's time for their best players to play like it. And it's time for Amon-Ra, who, you know, he's still a very, very good receiver. It's time for Goff to step up, but this sucks. Absolutely sucks. We'll get an update from Alan Allen Park in about an hour. We'll check in with the Birchie Kid. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls and feedback coming up. Breaking news. Sam Laporta likely done for the year, procedure on his back, as confirmed by Dan Campbell at
coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Keyshana wanted to pay homage to her son.
I lost my son to cancer when he was just 14 years old, and I came to United Healthcare to make a difference.
She instantly made an impact on others.
Anything that I could do to honor him, I understood. I was once that person on the other side.
Through her work, she's been able to turn her pain into purpose.
I do it for my boy. He gave me so much.
Hear more stories like Keyshana's at UHC.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Saturday night, the Pistons in Milwaukee looking for their 14th win of the season. They're looking for their 14th win of the season.
The Pistons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the 2023-2024 NBA season, the Detroit Pistons won 14 games.
So if the Pistons win tomorrow night.
Yep.
And they lost every game the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be the same season they had a couple years ago.
Yep.
That is unbelievable. They are 13-2 to start the year.
Yep.
They have a chance to win their 14th game in their 17th game of the season.
Yep.
When 2 years ago, it took them 82 games to win 14.
Yep. Crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
Okay, college football this weekend. Let's start with Michigan and Maryland. You asked the question, do the Terrapins present a challenge? And I know this sounds like a coach speak and all that. Maryland does present a challenge. Malik Washington is a very talented freshman quarterback, and they have three-headed monster veteran wide receivers. What they have not done is stop the run, and Michigan likes to run the football. Do they present a challenge? I will make a statement, and I'd love to debate it with you. If you turn the football over five times, everyone presents a challenge.
Facts.
Okay. You don't want to debate it? Michigan has to play better. I said it before the Northwestern game. If they don't play better than they do against Purdue, you invite a team into a football game that you should win. And those were catastrophic mistakes, the ones that they made in the Northwestern game. They overcame them and got the win. What you hope is it's all part of the learning curve for a young quarterback, and for, in the case of the quarterback center exchange, two players that hadn't repped a lot because Bryson Cuzdahl was the third running back, maybe fourth running back at the beginning of the year, and a freshman quarterback, and they haven't run that zone read play a lot. So the handoff and the decide play can be a problem if you don't have a lot of experience working together, but they have to stop turning it over. If they're going to turn the football over, Maryland does indeed present a problem. Defensively, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. They could afford to create some turnovers. Michigan went from one of the best turnover teams in the country to very pedestrian in 2 weeks, turning it over seven times in the last two games.
Turnovers will kill you. It's a killer for any team, and I would have to imagine that the five turnovers last week, that's a statistical anomalization for that team. They don't typically turn the ball over a ton, let alone five times in a game. I wouldn't expect that. This is a Maryland team that also gave up 35 points in a loss to Rutgers. Mm-hmm. They gave up 34 points in a loss to Nebraska. They got smoked by Indiana, but so do most teams. They got beat 55-10 in that game. And they just got beat by Illinois 24-6. I think Michigan has more talent because of what they have on defense that can get after you. But you're right. The quarterback does make plays. He has been dynamic this year. He's got, 2,200 yards passing on the season. But he's not immune to turning the ball over with seven interceptions on the year. And Michigan's secondary can be opportunistic. But I feel like this is a game for the Wolverines to play a boring, methodical, conservative football game that results in a win. Like, just win 24-10. You know, where the game's not really threatened, but it's a snore fest. But you don't care because all you want is to be completely healthy going into next week's matchup against Ohio State. You can't lose this game, but you just want to be healthy going into next week. Just win it. Don't care how boring. You can run the ball 50 times in this game if that's what you got to do.
I believe them when they say Jordan Marshall's injury isn't serious. The question is, will he play this week? Will they get him ready? Does Cuzdahl get the call? He's got great speed. Man, he hits the hole fast. But he doesn't have a ton of experience. He did other than the quarterback center exchange, when he was carrying the football, he did. And I don't know who that quarterback center exchange falls on. It felt like the ball was a little high, but he also closed his arms a little quickly. But at the end of the day, that kid took some big hits and hung on to the football. And that's where inexperience can get you.
Yeah. Well, you know what he's had this week? Practice, 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 and more practice. Yeah. And that's only going to set him up for success. And you know, Michigan running backs, they've got a stable of them. They always do. And it's next man up, and he's getting the opportunity. He got it last week. He ran with it. Yeah, mistakes were made. Mistakes can be cleaned up. But again, am I wrong? Wouldn't you just have
take a boring
approach whatsoever to this game?
An exciting broadcast, of course. But
obviously,
a boring get it done, get to 9-2 going to Ohio State, which after the USC game I think was really in doubt, but they will have crossed that hurdle and really achieved a realistic expectation, which was to get to the end with a chance to beat Ohio State and go to the playoff. One other thing to know, Maryland, you mentioned Michigan secondary opportunistic. Maryland second in the country with 18 interceptions. So take care of the football. Meanwhile, Michigan State goes to Iowa. Your thoughts on that game?
Well, playing on the road is, particularly at Iowa, is not easy to do. What you're looking for from Michigan State is just hope the effort is still there. They're looking for their first Big Ten win of the season. I can't believe it's taken this long. It doesn't bode well for them in this matchup. But that being said, it's not insurmountable. This is something that they can do. They can put it together. I don't know, you know, what the quarterback situation is going to be. Is Childs? I have to look to see if Childs is even available to them. But you know, it looks like Alessio is the guy that they want to take the snaps anyway. And as a whole, it seems like the team is getting a little bit healthier. Getting some skills players back. So, but they've got to play mistake-free football. And a lot of it is mental. Eliminate the pre-snap penalties. Don't do that. Try to stay away from the big 15-yard penalty. Those have been a problem. and just play sound football, man. It too often it seems like they're in a game and then the floodgates open up. It's like, what happened to the competitive team we saw for the first, you know, 35 minutes of this game? What happened to that team?
Mm-hmm.
They need to much as I hate the four finger thing, but they got to play for four quarters. And I don't know if it's going to end up resulting in a win this week, but I feel this way. And I don't like to focus on the negative, but if they get smoked by Iowa and if the effort looks poor, and it's not just, oh, here's a mental mistake, but it's like they look terrible doing it. With the way that things have changed with the signing period, it's moved up a couple weeks. It's like in the middle of December now instead of early January.
For high school recruits.
Yeah, or even in February in some cases. That because that signing period has moved up, if Michigan State is going to make a move with the head coach, if they don't show up on Saturday, it might be in their best interest to let him go before the Maryland game, just to get ahead of it because of the signing day thing. Normally, I'm like, just wait till after Thanksgiving. If that's after
what's the advantage? What are they getting ahead of?
I'm just it's trying to ensure that you can still hang on to the recruits that you have. You get a head start on. I mean, look, I think they already have a pretty good idea what they want to do, what they're able to do, and if you can get a change and a coach done quickly, then maybe you can salvage the recruiting season. But if not, if there's no hope of salvaging that, then whatever, I guess. It doesn't really matter. I just, there's an optics thing with this on Saturday. I hope they don't look awful against Iowa. I hope they show fight. I hope what we see is a team. Remember when they went to Iowa a couple of years ago when Harlan Barnett was the coach. And they should have won that game. They had that game won, and a couple mistakes late in the game cost them, and it was devastating. And is this another opportunity against an Iowa team? You're on the road. A win might go a long way, too.
So the signing day is December 3rd. Are you thinking that they would hire a new coach before December 3rd?
I guess that
3rd?
Wouldn't happen. No, maybe that's unrealistic. I thought it was 13th. It's the 3rd. Good God, that is so early.
Well, I just did a Google search, and I got 2025, 2026 NCAA signing dates. And I'm surprised it's the 3rd, too. But December 3rd through December 5th is the early signing period.
I guess it's just the early signing period. What's the second signing period?
February.
I wonder how many people are going to sign in that early period.
It felt like everybody did last year. Second signing date is February 4th, according to this.
But it's a bit of a mess with what they have with East Lansing. I've said before, I don't think Jonathan Smith's the right fit. I don't think he's a bad coach. I just think he's bad for this team. This team is not overachieving.
This team or this program?
This team. I mean, okay. It's on the players. I don't think that they have a ton of really good players. And I don't think he's the rah-rah motivation guy that gets you to overachieve.
All right, straight ahead. We give you every update there is on Tarek Skubal, and this one comes from Skubal himself. Hear what he had to say about what's being said about him straight ahead at 12:31 on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
So, big news if you're just joining us. Fortunately, Sam Laporta, it sounds like he's done for the year. A procedure on his back. And Dan Campbell said it's awfully unlikely he returns. We'll go out to the Birchie Kid at 1:15 who is covering this story and all the latest on the Lions. But that is the big news of the day, and that sucks. That sucks. So time to get creative. John Morton, he said yesterday to the media, he loves problem solving. He said that's the fun part. Well, this is a problem that they're going to need to solve because this is a major weapon in the pass game. So, all right, Tarek Skubal. He went on the MLB Network, Foul Territory show, and talked about all the rumors and all the reporting about him, the trade rumors, the contract talks, etc. And here's what he had to say. So what does that mean? Does it mean that the whole, all the reporting about how far apart they are, implication that it's not accurate?
I think he was saying there was a couple of different things out there. One is that's part of it, the numbers. I don't know where that comes at. And then the part that bothered me a little bit was when he starts talking about, I don't know where these rumors come about. Well, it's not necessarily rumors. It's people putting themselves in the shoes of the GM. What are you going to do with Tarek Skubal? Because it seems like your agent is hell-bent on getting you to free agency. And so it's kind of like put things together. If there's hell-bent on getting to free agency and you're free agent at the end of the season, what do? Do you hang on to him, make a run at the World Series? Do you trade him now? Do you trade him at the trade deadline? Do you try to sign him to a long-term contract extension? Which doesn't seem likely because go back to the first point that your agent wants you to get the free agency. So that's where that part comes from. I don't want Tarek Skubal to be tone deaf about what's going on or pretend to be tone deaf.
I don't think he sounded like, to be clear, I don't think he sounded angry or mad.
He didn't sound angry or mad at all. I'm the one who's maybe sounding angry or mad because I saw the longer cut of the interview and it just rubs me the wrong way when a player comes out and says, hey, that's, that I don't have any control over that. Yes, you do.
You have some control.
You have control over anything that comes with your career.
He has ceded control. In this case, though, he has ceded control. He could come out publicly and change narratives, but, and I understand why he does this and I understand why people do it.
I do too.
He's trying to distance himself from this and just let his agent do his job and get the best deal for him. And then eventually he will make, I mean, it's not like he has no control.
Well, that's the thing.
He eventually has to make a decision.
It's disingenuous when you say something like that, because you obviously have control. You've told your agent what you want, or you've agreed with your agent how it's going to be handled.
All right. Here's more on trade rumors. What he hears when his name comes up in trade rumors.
That was the first part there that I'd heard this whole long cut, and that's why I was a little.
What I take out of that is, again, here he is publicly saying, quote, "It's not like I want to be traded."
Well, no, I can't imagine you want to be traded, but you have to understand why these reports are out there, because this is what the Tigers have to think about, because your agent is seemingly unwilling to talk about a reasonable contract extension.
So I guess the question is, between how much, speaking publicly about how much he loves Detroit, this comment, it's not like I want to be traded. My whole thing with this is, he just preparing us for a letdown because he doesn't want to be the bad guy? Or is this sincere? Like, I really love Detroit and I really don't want to get traded. What do you think?
I think the first part is true. I think he really loves Detroit. I think he loves his teammates. I think he loves the manager. I think the pitching coach. I think that situation. I mean, the fact he's won back-to-back Cy Young Awards with this team. It's a winning team. And if this team wants to keep on winning, that path is easiest if Tarek Skubal is part of it. But Tarek Skubal has to be the one that says, okay, I want to be part of this, and let's move forward. And he has not said that. You know, it's an easy way to go to get negotiations going. If you want to put pressure on the Tigers, come out publicly and say, I want to sign with the Tigers. Say it. But also say, but I'm not going to sit there and just give away my free agent years. You got to make it worth my while. I want to be here. I want to be part of this. But I'm not just going to give the hometown discount and say, sure, I'll sign for $30 million a year. Uh-uh. I understand what I'm worth on the free agent market. And you guys do too, but let's work something out. But we're not hearing that yet. It might happen. Maybe he gets vocal about that at some point. But it seems like the Tigers are kind of, based on what we're reading, what we're seeing from the national media, that they're really kind of up against it here. They have to make up their minds of what's going to happen. They're open to trade talks. They're going to listen to offers from teams. Everybody's coming out with their list of, hey, here are five teams that might want to acquire Tarek Skubal, and where would best fit be, and who should the Tigers ask for, and all this. I think I would have to imagine what Scott Harris really wants to do is sign Tarek Skubal. But he might not be able to because of Scott Boras, Skubal's agent.
248-539-9797, Nathan and Warren. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, guys. I'm going to say some words that you're not going to like. You're going to have to deal with that. If you look at the list of Cy Young winners, when they're done winning their Cy Young, when they've come off that run that they're on, they're not as good as they were. And Skubal, having won the last two Cy Youngs, I think that his run of being the most dominant pitcher in the American League, is that window is closing rapidly. So are we going to sign him for $300-400 million and have a 36, 37-year-old guy that we now have this albatross of a contract? Or do we move him now when his value is at its highest and we just supplement our team and hope for the best?
Nathan, it sounds to me like you want to move him now.
I do want to move him now. I'm sick of the drama of the whole thing. Like, we all know that Chris Illich does not have to return pop cans to pay for a baseball team. But he's socking away money and he's refusing to invest. So if that's the case, then just go ahead and trade him. Bring in a bunch of young kids and let's see if Scott Harris and, you know, whoever else and AJ can work with these guys and mold them into a winner.
Well, Nathan, I guess, you know, but I think it probably stands to reason that when every pitcher comes to the end of their Cy Young run, they get worse. Kind of makes sense. You have cases like Roger Clemens, who won a few in a row, then didn't win any, and came back like 9 years later and won two more. But they're the exception.
How do they do that?
Like there's a peak that a lot of players go through, and he's at it right now. You're paying for, and if you sign him to a long term contract, it's the same thing that happens with a lot of star players. You're signing him for production over the next few years, knowing you're going to have some bad years at the end of every contract.
I mean, if you're going to sign him long term, you're hoping what he does is have a Clayton Kershaw career that is still an excellent pitcher long after he won his Cy Young awards. That's what you're hoping for. Because up until 2 years ago, Clayton Kershaw was still an outstanding pitcher with an ERA in the mid twos. He had an ERA in the low twos when he was 34 years old. It's only the last couple of years with injuries that he's, you know, things have changed. But that's I understand where you're coming from, Nathan. It's hard to justify any kind of long-term contract because as players get older, they're typically going to get worse at some point. You're hoping that you can ride out the first 4 or 5 years of that contract where it's still not only productive but extraordinarily productive. And it's a big if.
And I'm definitely in the camp of let's do the Juan Soto, you know, trade him to a team that can pay him. And let's go ahead and, you know, just get some treasure trove of, you know, 3, 4, 5 good prospects and hope to God that one of them or two of them turn into something, you know, something worthwhile. Because, you know, unfortunately, Scott Harris he's put all his eggs in the basket of, you know, my 4 or 5 prospects are all going to hit the majors and they're all going to be good. And unfortunately, we all know that's just not the case.
Yeah, I think that the meetings between Scott Harris and Scott Boras have got to be fascinating because not only it's dealing with the future of the Tigers, but how do you get the best future for the Tigers? Because Boras, if he wants his client to get to free agency, you have to have that tough conversation. Like, look, if we're going to trade him, we're looking to trade him. Where does he want to go where he can sign a long-term contract so we can get the most out of it? Why are you laughing?
His whole premise was, you know, when Scooble's not as good, he's not going to be as good.
Well, yes, but his point was he wants to get out of in front of it.
It was, but like using history as saying, you know, when guys stop winning Cy Youngs, they aren't as good. of course. I mean, this might be the peak, and we know that. But
that's why he said what he said. Get out in front of it. But again, if the Tigers can work with Scott Boras and Scott Boras can work and say, okay, if you're going to trade him to this team because we're going to sign a long-term contract with that team right away. I don't know if that'll ever happen.
97-1. Coming up today at 1 o'clock, more opinions from inside the Lions facility. Is there anything amiss with Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown? A connection that has been as reliable as any in the NFL. Doesn't seem as reliable in this 2025 season. Do they see anything? Hear what they had to say today at 1 o'clock here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Hey, if you're just joining us, the breaking news, unfortunately, is that Sam Laporta had a procedure on his back. And it would be a surprise if he plays again this year, which is unfortunate. It sucks. And now they're in the problem-solving phase. Birchie Kidd will tell you what's being said out at Allen Park today at 1:15 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. In the meantime, we're talking about Tarek Skubal, the comments he made on MLB Network. As you know, he said he doesn't know where the numbers come from or the rumors come from, but there's not a lot of truth to a lot of it. He also said that he doesn't want to be traded. and did say some things are out of his hands, which you kind of take issue with, but it's more about he could, you know, have some control over it. He could exert some control over it.
But he's got final say over anything that happens in his career.
Yeah, but this is what happens when you're in this portion. You remove yourself, and then you kind of, in theory, right? I'm sure this isn't what happened, but in theory, you can say, hey, they come to me when everything's final, and then I decide. I let him handle all the negotiation. I distance myself from it. It's why people hire agents and let the experts do it, and I can stay removed and then just make final decisions. But the final decision always does go to the player.
Just wish he had different representation.
Yeah, I mean, I get why people hire Scott Boras.
He gets his clients top dollars, and if that's what you want, that's the guy to get. You could probably get really good money with somebody else. It's not going to...
Of course. I lost it during the limerick last week. I thought, this is not cute. This is not funny. But whatever. You saw a report that the Tigers might be interested in an upgrade out of the bullpen.
Yeah, it was John Heyman had the report that the Tigers were among three teams at the time that are interested in Edwin Diaz, closer from the New York Mets. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
I would be all about this. Go ahead. It's an easy what is it going to cost? $20 million a year? $18 million a year? Yeah. Get it done. You want a guy, swing and miss guy? There it is. You want a guy you can reliably throw out there either in the ninth inning as the closer or facing in the highest leverage situations late in the game in the eighth inning against the 1-2-3 hitters, the hard to line up? Yep, that's the guy. It's unquestioned. That's the guy. You're not hoping that Will Vest gets the job done. You're not hoping that they can re-sign other players and they get the job done. This is a guy you know gets the job done.
Is this this is Tommy Trumpet guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus you get that.
Do you remember who you saw was also, you said at the time, the way you just worded that, was this recent?
It was yesterday, yeah.
Okay. Do you know who the other two teams were?
I want to say the Mets were one, and I'm not sure it was Boston, the other one.
Well, I mean, I don't like our standing and getting bidding wars with those teams, but that doesn't mean you can't win a bidding war with those teams. So, yeah, I mean, this would work.
Correct.
Are you looking up the teams?
Yeah, I'm trying to find.
I mean, I'd like to hear it was Kansas City and Tampa that they were bidding against. But, yeah, talk about a strong move to solidify your bullpen. And then repurpose some of the guys you have. Now, I guess A.J. Hinch, even if you have an Edwin Diaz, you're probably not going to use that guy 100% as a closer. You use him in the high leverage spots. But his save numbers, these are the last 4 years, 32, 32, 20, and 28. He had a 57 save career his last year in Seattle. His walks and hits per innings pitch the last 4 years, 105.84, 104.87. You talked about the strikeouts. He had 98 last year in 62 innings. The year before, 84 in 54 innings. The year before, 118 in 61 innings. A lot of swing and miss in that arm, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be all about getting a back end arm and getting a starting pitcher. I think that's a great way to go into free agency. You're bringing Torres back, or you're bringing Torres back as he accepted the qualifying offer. So that kind of, I think, might limit what they really want to do. But I wish it wouldn't. You know, their payroll is sitting at $155 million projected after all the increases to players are factored in. This is according to SpotTrack. That's including giving Tarek Skubal a $20 million raise for this upcoming season, his last year before free agency. So it's 155. That ranks, I believe, 17th among the projected payrolls in baseball prior to free agency getting underway. If you want to get into the top 10, you got to go north of like $195 million. You're not that far away. And I don't think it's too much to ask for the fan base to say, get your payroll up above $200 million. Mm-hmm. Spend another $50 million, another $75 million to get up there. People come out, people support this team, and particularly when if you're a winner, absolutely they do. So go do it.
248-539-9797. So we sit here with this news with Scooble. I'll tell you that, you know, he spoke with MLB Network and said he doesn't know where all the rumors came from. I'm looking at the feedback that I can see here. Most people think he's just trying to let Detroit down easy. Talk about how much you love it before you leave. And then it's a common breakup theme. I hope it's sincere that he, if the offers are anywhere close, I mean, you made the comment yesterday, if they make the same offer as a New York team, doesn't he stay here? And if he really, truly loves it, yeah. Yeah, so I hope these are very sincere feelings. That if they just get in the ballpark, I mean, at some point, do you have to be the highest bidder? Is there any chance a Boris client would take less than the most money?
I think there's always a chance because it ultimately comes down to what the player wants. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe that's the negotiation is that you see, okay, hey, I Red Sox, let's just say, or let's say the Mets. Mets are willing to give him $400 million over the length of a contract. And that's what it's going to take, Tigers. And the Tigers are like, look, we can give you $375 million, no more, or $350 million, no more. And if they thought the Tigers could only go up to $300 million, then it gets up to $350, is that enough for them to say, yep, I'll go there? I mean, you don't know until you find out. The problem is, are you ever going to be able to find out? Is Boris going to lay out exactly what it is that he's expecting? He has to at some point. Otherwise, it's not even a negotiation. How high are the Tigers willing to go? I don't think, you know, Chris Ilitch has been pretty open that he's willing to spend money. And it seems like Scott Harris is really wanting to have Tarek Skubal part of this team for years to come.
That Jeff Passan report where he quoted an MLB executive yesterday that said that Scott Harris cannot be told he can't sign this guy. Like, he truly believes. I can't remember the exact wording,
right,
but Jeff Passan talked to 11 industry insiders who gave him unattributed quotes about the Skubal saga and how it's going to play itself out. And one MLB executive made the comment that Scott Harris fully believes he can sign this guy.
Yeah. Now, most people think that there's no way that they're going to sign into a long-term deal.
Yep.
That's what most of the pundits out there are saying. And maybe that's the case. And that's why there's the talk of trade for Tarek Skubal, so he understands what it is that is leading to this kind of speculation. Because if nobody thinks you're going to sign a long-term contract, what are the options? Ride it out with you or trade and get something for you before you lose them for nothing?
So there's really three possibilities, right? And you just talked about them. And the one caller who's called on this said he wants him to trade him now. And you asked a question in the show sheet, what scenario would make you the happiest? Let's take 10 texts on this right now. Tiger fans, make sure you sign your text. It's the first 10 texts that come over. What scenario with Skubal makes you the happiest? 248-539-9797. So there's a lot of different directions this could go. We're going to have an off season where they hold one of the biggest blue chips at the table. Do they play it themselves? Do they sell it off? What do they decide to do? What would make you the happiest as it pertains to Tarek Skubal? We'll take those 10 texts. We'll get to those coming up at the 1 o'clock hour, 102, right out of the gate. In the meantime, also next hour, Amon-Ra and Johnny Morton talk about whether or not there's something wrong with the Goff-Amon-Ra connection this year. Hear what they had to say in the 1 o'clock hour, and what are the Lions going to do without Laporta, the Birchie kid at 115 from Allen Park. Here on 97.1, The Ticket.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.